On the phone with me right now is Dai Clay Putney of the Klaitle Tene. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. So let's talk a little bit about the school board request. Do you mind running me through the history of the request? Because what I've been seeing online is that it actually goes back a whole year.
Yes, it does. What we found, I guess, in the very beginning, when I first came into working with Klaitle, we didn't have an LEA, so a local education agreement between us and the school district. So we got a new, I guess, manager in, education manager, and we worked through that piece. So after that fact, we had an advisory committee formed to see how this kind of all plays out because we're very new to the LEA. But it became pretty apparent that after, I guess, being on the advisory committee for some time, that really wasn't like a steady voice, like a constant voice and representation for First Nations within the district. So we made a call about a little over a year ago now for a trustee position within the district. So we always have a voice. We're always representing our territory.
And where is the process at now?
Well, the process now. Well, McLeod Lake has joined. Mm-hmm. So we did it. Actually, the LEA agreement was a tripartite agreement between us, McLeod Lake, and SD 57. So we work closely with McLeod Lake. And right now, where we're at with the process is kind of waiting on the district to just, we're looking for a support letter from them. So it's taken a very long time. The trustees are talking amongst themselves and looking at what this looks like and what the process would look like. But what we're trying to do on our end is get a support letter, then we can talk to government and see what this looks like moving forward, because I feel we have about 2 years left before there's the re-election, and we need to see what it looks like for ourselves to get in on that boat if the government kind of lets us do this.
And it kind of seems like you guys are the first to even do this in the province, hey?
I believe so, yeah. I think this is an ask that, with UNDRIP and the calls to action, we're getting more of a voice, and actually to use that voice to help benefit especially the kids within the district to represent them in a meaningful manner. So we've been fighting for this for some time, and it's just, like I said, it's just very time consuming right now, and we're just kind of waiting for the trustees to say yes or no, so we actually have a path to go, and then we can do it with or without them, but I would like to have their support, so we're all working together for this.
Definitely. The original request that you made last year was just for one of the seats that's already on the board to be reserved for the Klaitle Tene, but now you're asking for two additional seats to the seven. So what was the change in that thinking?
It wasn't really a change. We weren't really asking for one of the seats like to be represented just for Klaitle. When McLeod Lake came in, we said, well, why don't we just add two seats and then make it work out that way? Because I know some of the trustees were actually just open to saying, hey, two of the seats should just be designated for McLeod Lake and Klaitle. But other trustees were going, well, maybe that builds to nine people then. So regardless, either or, we just kind of want a seat there to always kind of have our perspectives kind of be known and to look after the territory. So,
and when it comes to having the Indigenous perspective on the board, what do you hope to influence? Is there something specific that you're hoping to change?
Well, for myself, like, everybody's always asking, what's Clade Lee's thoughts on this? What's the perspective? And instead of always having to kind of go to chief and council or go to some elders, you'll always just have representation on the board knowing Clade Lee's perspectives and things like this. Like right now we have Trent Derrick, he's there, and he's from Gitxsan, so he's got a Gitxsan perspective, and that's great. It's a First Nations perspective, but it's not representative of Clade Lee and here. Mm-hmm. So it seems like the board kind of might utilize him a little bit to say, what's the First Nations perspective? And he can only speak to his own heritage.
Right.
So,
and it's important to have the heritage of all of the nations that are in the surrounding school district area.
Well, for sure. It's great to, know your history, know your lineage, know your roots, have that respect. But when you're operating within SD-57, you're in Clade Lee territory and McLeod Lake territory. Mm-hmm. So it's having those perspectives always at the forefront.
When it comes to education, do you hope to include more Indigenous learnings in the curriculum?
That's actually one of the biggest things we're trying to do. We're trying to bring the language back and actually have that within the schools, but also to teach the history of just us and the area. There's a lot of beautiful history here, and I think everyone should know it. I've actually been working very hard in education and these points for a very long time, so it's very natural just to kind of have them right there.
Did you start in education?
I did not. I've started everywhere. I've been a tradesperson, a supervisor, forestry, mining, and then I worked with the community as a workforce promoter, so helping people get training and everything else for jobs. So then I moved on to council member, and now I'm chief.
Dai. So you've got quite a lot of experience in a lot of different fields.
Yeah, it's everywhere, but what I'm seeing is within the district, about a third of the kids are First Nation. And historically, we've always represented everyone coming into the territory. So we're looking at this and we're looking at low grad rates and we're going, well, we have a say now, so let's use it.
And what do you think is contributing to the low grad rates?
There's many, to me, there's many things. You like, education has changed. I know COVID has not helped at all.
Of course.
But even previous, within the district, I know they're doing like an equity scan, so they're looking at the numbers and looking at kind of what's going wrong and where. But for us, it's looking at kind of the milestones and kind of looking at how the district kind of works. I know different districts are doing different things, and it's kind of not reinventing the wheel, but see what's working within other places in BC. So I know there's certain points in, you know, how kids are moving ahead, and they're kind of getting pushed ahead now, which I personally don't feel is right. So you could have a kid that's at a grade 3 reading level, but that's going on to grade 7. So you're already behind, and now how do you catch that kid up? So it's just finding solutions to these problems. I know the district's doing a lot of great things as well, and we just want to help support them along the way.
In your opinion, what should Indigenous education look like?
Well, for myself, Indigenous education, there's a lot of pieces to it. And I think a lot of the biggest pieces for myself is obviously the language, because a lot of the culture does come within the language. But it's also learning pieces like respect and shame. Like, you always act in a very respectful manner, or you bring a lot of shame to yourself and your family. That's always been a historical piece for us. And that works with everybody. So I think that's a piece that everyone can take back and, you know, stick by your word, learn the history of the area, learn the culture, learn how to survive, because it was a tough climate here, and I've been here for, you know, over 10,000 years, I figure. So we know a couple things.
If somebody wanted to learn more about how to survive or learn about the culture and the history or go to you to learn the language, how would somebody get involved in doing that?
Oh, that's a tough one, because right now I know we have lost a lot of elders. We still do have some elders that we're getting knowledge from. Right now, what I would actually say for certain pieces of that is, where is it? Hodele'a at the museum. I know the museum's closed right now, but we do have a piece up there that showcases a lot of our history and a lot of kind of how we lived and pieces of tools we've used and things like that are there. But other pieces like that are, we're working on it on our end. So we're trying to get, you know, the language and culture and pieces out there in more of a teachable format.
And as far as the future goes for the Clade Lake Tene, what do you hope for?
Oh, what do I hope for? I don't need hope. I know we're going to be great at whatever we do, but right now it's powering forward and having those voices that we've always deserved within the territory to help manage everything. I want to be at the top of everything. So Clade Lee will be in the forefront, and it'll be in people's eyes for generations to come.